Hello, welcome back to the Millennial Music Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Andre Flood. Finally, we have some good news. I don't know how many podcasts it was in a row. I honestly don't know. I feel like for the last, I don't know how many podcasts, I've just been frustrated, complaining, miserable. I'm generally not the type of a person. I don't go through my life feeling horrible most of the time. But, you know, it was just wasn't a great time, you know. All of my efforts were seemingly going unnoticed. And it's frustrating when you put hard work into things and you feel like nothing is improving. But again, I don't remember which podcast it was, but sometime back, I said some things like, you know, I got a sponsorship and I feel like the next thing that I do, the next course that I release is going to be the one that finally hits. And I've basically been feeling like there's this perfect storm of things that are going to start, that's going to start to happen to make things improve. And I'm starting to see the beginning of that. And it's really exciting. And I'll just say this. I've been struggling to feel good while working is what I should say. I've been motivated. I've still been working hard, but I've struggled to actually feel good while doing my work. And I can just say that now that I'm starting to see some results, I just feel so much better. So I want to talk to you about what that perfect storm is/was and how I think it's going to increase and improve in the future. And I want to tell you about the latest course and how it's doing. Not sure if we're going to go in that order. In fact, we're definitely not going to go into that order. So let me start with the course because honestly, if we're talking about why I feel so much better, it's all financial. I'm just going to be honest. It's all financial. And that's because I've been struggling financially. So I launched my new course about, 4 days ago. Less than 4 days ago. In terms of hours, I've launched it less than 4 days ago. I've mentioned it in one YouTube video. I've mentioned it on my Patreon, which only has about 50, 60 people. And apart from that, I have not mentioned it anywhere else thus far. And I'm telling you that because I want you to understand that I have not did my planned promotions for this course. I have not sent an email newsletter, and I have almost 1,000 people on my newsletter. I have not did a podcast about it yet. I have not done anything besides the bare minimum. I mentioned it in one video and I mentioned it on Patreon. And with that alone, I can tell you that the course has already sold in less than 4 days more than any other course that I've ever made, period. And for me, that's a huge deal because it shows, number one, that if I do the right thing, something may eventually work out and that people will actually be interested in the thing when I make the thing that they want. And it shows me, again, that this is a viable thing. So let me just go back to I'm on my site right now looking at how much courses I've sold of this new one so far. I'm not going to give you the exact numbers. I didn't make like $10,000 or $100,000. It's nothing like that, to be honest, but it is a lot more than I made in the past. So I'm looking at all of the courses that I've made thus far. I have one ebook, Everything They Don't Teach You About Guitar, which is $20. Up until now, that was my highest selling paid thing. And I sold 23 of those since I posted this months ago. I did it and I did promotion for it. So this has been up for probably half a year, $20, and I've sold 23. Okay. You can do the math there, and that's my best-selling product. This new course has sold more than that, I'll just say. And it's $40 right now. The price will be going up. And it's only been 4 days, and I haven't done any promotion. So, again, my new course has sold significantly more than my prior best course in 4 days. And we know the prior best course has been up for 6 months. And I can only assume that it's going to get better from here. There was a point on Saturday morning, Friday evening into Saturday morning, that every time I pressed refresh, I saw another course sold, another course sold, another course sold. Of course, that slowed down substantially, but even this morning when I woke up, two more courses have sold since I've been awake this morning. So it's doing well for me. I haven't sold hundreds yet. I haven't even sold 100 yet. But again, it's a lot better than anything else I've done thus far. Not only that, but so that, I guess that's the first portion of this perfect storm. The course is doing well and people are really enjoying it because it's a very good product and that makes me happy. And of course, the money behind it makes me happy as well because I need it. The second portion of this perfect storm is the new sponsorship. So I mentioned a few months ago, maybe, or a few weeks ago, however long it was, that I think I secured a sponsorship. And I started that sponsor video series. The first video did really well. Everyone was super excited. And honestly, since I got such a great sponsorship in terms of the company, the actual guitars themselves are amazing. And they're beautiful and they're fun to play. So it's like, you know, getting paid to play beautiful, amazing guitars that I would have bought anyway. And having the videos about those guitars sell a course that I know is helping people. So it's that's the perfect storm right there. I'm getting paid to do things that I would have paid to do. And while I'm doing those things, I'm getting to promote the thing that I made for other people to enjoy as well. You know? I mean, in terms of what your dreams could be, in terms of how you can make money, I'm not sure there's anything better than that, you know? And on top of that, of course, I'm not trading my time for money. The course is done. I don't have to do, like, I still update the course and I will be continuing to update it, but I don't have to spend hours working for every course sale. It's just going to sell because it's a good product, you know? So that has been very motivating. I also have been practicing guitar very hard, and I know that this is just the first phase. This excitement that I have right now and the success that I'm having so far, which again is still very modest, but I know for a fact that this is just the very earliest phase of what this can actually be, because I feel like I still have not I feel like, this is true, I still have not shown the world how good of a guitar player I actually can be and how I can actually play. Oddly enough, I've been spending so much time working on developing the YouTube channel and getting attention from companies and attracting an audience. I've been spending so much time on all of those things. I have not even shown with actual music how far my guitar playing is in terms of a guitar player. And I'm working on those videos as well. And I really feel like I also haven't done any courses, free lessons lately on YouTube for the most part for months. So if you think about it, everything that I've done so far in terms of sales, it's all just people who believe based on a few snippets that I'm good at what I do. But I really feel like when I have some more performance videos online, which I'm working on, and when I have even more recent, better quality free lessons online, that's just going to further cement to the doubters that I'm a great teacher and I'm a great guitar player. And from there, who knows how far this can go. And I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I spend enough time ragging on my, I spend enough time talking bad about myself, which is bad. I'm going to talk good about myself right now because this is the truth and this is what I honestly believe. And if you're in the business of yourself and you don't believe in yourself to the degree that I'm about to tell you I believe in myself, then you're not going to make it. So here's the truth about what I believe about myself. There are a lot of great guitar players who are better than me, substantially better than me, of course. And there are a lot of people who are perhaps better speakers than I am. But in terms of the guitar world online, I don't know. I cannot name another person who is as interesting as I am in terms of my ability to convey stories and information. I don't know anyone who is as interesting and also as good of a guitar player. I don't know who that person is. I really don't. And again, that might sound egotistical, but I'm just being honest with you. There are many guitar players who, I'll just say it, are not as good as I am. And they have 1,000 times the following that I have. So, and in my opinion, they aren't nearly as interesting of people. They don't share as much about their life. They don't make as much of a connection with their viewers. They don't work as hard on their videos. And so it's like, if I can be better than them, and by better than them, you know, I don't mean a competition. This is not a zero-sum game. I'm happy for their success. But when I see it, I think to myself, I can be better than that, right? Not as a competition with them, but as a competition with myself. So if I see something and I think to myself, I can be better than that in every single way, from the editing to the conversation to the playing, if I can be better in every single way, and they live a life beyond the life I thought was even possible for myself, what could my future potential be if I honestly believe these things are true? That's what I'm trying to say here. And this is why I think this is just the beginning. So yeah, I'm really happy with how things are going. It's making it much easier to work. I'm quadrupling down on my efforts. I'm working even harder when I'm practicing. I have even more that's the other thing about this. When you start to do things that people enjoy and people start to respond to you, I just feel like everything gets easier in terms of creativity as well, you know? So I've been more creative over the last couple of days in my, you know, in terms of what I have ideas for than I have been in months, you know, just because I have that support now and it's just a positive situation, it's a positive environment. It's a positive environment. So here's our first final positive update for a long time. And I'm sure there'll be some other, like, you know, downtimes, and I'm sure it's not going to be perfect here going forward. I'm still in, my hip is still in pain. I still need to fix my teeth. My insurance is still not coming through for my dental work. That sucks. But we have some progress in the right direction. And that's all that matters in terms of these types, in terms of the life goals that I've been really working on. That's what matters, the progress that I'm currently making. So I'm going to continue to feel excited about that and let that push me forward. And I have a new pricing model that I'm trying to figure out, and my new plan for courses. And I think that once that is fully implemented, I'm going to have even less work to do in terms of the courses, which means I can spend even more time working on my playing and the videos and all of that stuff. And here's the other thing about it. If you go back to the very beginning of this podcast, episode 1 or episode 2, whatever it was, I mentioned to you that I'm not just making the YouTube videos to become a famous guitar teacher, to be financially supported there. I said from the very beginning that once I figure all of this out and once I have proved to myself and to others that I can make a living doing this, my next goal is to help other people do it. So I think I'm actually getting pretty close. Although, again, this course has not sold, you know, 1,000, 100 copies yet. I think I'm very close to the point where I'll be able to start to help other people do the same thing that I'm doing. Or as I've been saying it to my significant other, I've been calling that phase 2 of this whole entrepreneurship thing. So we'll keep working. I have another podcast I need to record for the other podcast in about 20 minutes. So I'm going to start preparing for that, get a little food, and yeah, I'll talk to you soon.